This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 275. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. An especially hearty welcome if you're here for the first time, and a warm welcome back to you if you're a returning member of the LifeSpring family. Whether a new listener or old, you rock. Thanks for making this a part of your day. Today we're reading Ecclesiastes 3 through 5. Let's begin. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There is a right time for everything, and everything on earth will happen at the right time. There is a time to be born, and a time to die. There is a time to plant, and a time to pull up plants. There is a time to kill, and a time to heal. There is a time to destroy, and a time to build. There is a time to cry, and a time to laugh. There is a time to be sad, and a time to dance with joy. There is a time to throw weapons down and a time to pick them up. There is a time to hug someone and a time to stop holding so tightly. There is a time to look for something and a time to consider it lost. There is a time to keep things and a time to throw things away. There is a time to tear cloth and a time to sew it. There is a time to be silent and a time to speak. There is a time to love and a time to hate. There is a time for war and a time for peace. Do people really gain anything from their hard work? I saw all the hard work God gave us to do. God gave us the ability to think about His world, but we can never completely understand everything He does. And yet, He does everything at just the right time. I learned that the best thing for people to do is to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. God wants everyone to eat, drink, and enjoy their work. These are gifts from God. I learned that anything God does will continue forever. People cannot add anything to the work of God, and they cannot take anything away from it. God did this so that people would respect Him. What happened in the past has happened, and what will happen in the future will happen. But God wants to help those who have been treated badly. I also saw these things in this life. I saw that the courts should be filled with goodness and fairness, but there is evil there now. So I said to myself, God has planned a time for everything, and He has planned a time to judge everything people do. He will judge good people and bad people. I thought about what people do to each other, and I said to myself, God wants people to see that they are like animals. The same thing happens to animals and to people. They die. People and animals have the same breath. Is a dead animal different from a dead person? It is all so senseless. The bodies of people and animals end the same way. They came from the earth, and in the end, they will go back to the earth. Who knows what happens to a person's spirit? Who knows if a human spirit goes up to God while an animal spirit goes down into the ground? So I saw that the best thing people can do is to enjoy what they do, because that is all they have. Besides, no one can help another person see what will happen in the future. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Again I saw that many people are treated badly. I saw their tears, and I saw that there was no one to comfort them. I saw that cruel people had all the power, and I saw that there was no one to comfort the people they hurt. I decided that it is better for those who have died than for those who are still alive. And it is even better for those who die at birth, because they never saw the evil that is done in this world. Then I thought, why do people work so hard? I saw people try to succeed and be better than other people. They do this because they're jealous. They don't want other people to have more than they have. This is senseless. It is like trying to catch the wind. Some people say it is foolish to fold your hands and do nothing. If you don't work, you will starve to death. Maybe that is true. But I say it is better to be satisfied with the few things you have than to always be struggling to get more. Again, I saw something else that didn't make sense. I saw a man who has no family, not a son or even a brother. But he continues to work very hard. He is never satisfied with what he has. And he works so hard that he never stops and asks himself, "Why am I working so hard? Why don't I let myself enjoy my life?" This is also a very bad and senseless thing. Two people are better than one. When two people work together, they get more work done. If one person falls, the other person can reach out to help. But those who are alone, when they fall, have no one to help them. If two people sleep together, they'll be warm. But a person sleeping alone will not be warm. An enemy might be able to defeat one person, but two people can stand back to back to defend each other. And three people are even stronger. They are like a rope that has three parts wrapped together. It is very hard to break. A young leader who is poor but wise is better than a king who is old but foolish. That old king does not listen to warnings. Maybe the young ruler was born a poor man in the kingdom, and maybe he came from prison to rule the country. But I have watched people in this life, and I know this. People will follow that young man. He will become the new king. Many people will follow this young man, but later, those same people will not like him. This is also senseless. It is like trying to catch the wind. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Be very careful when you go to worship God. It is better to listen to God than to give sacrifices like fools. Fools often do bad things, and they don't even know it. Be careful when you make promises to God. Be careful about what you say to Him. Don't let your feelings cause you to speak too soon. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, so you need to say only a few things to Him. This saying is true. Bad dreams come from too many worries, and too many words come from the mouth of a fool. If you make a promise to God, keep your promise. Don't be slow to do what you promised. God is not happy with fools. Give God what you promised to give Him. It is better to promise nothing than to promise something and not be able to do it. So don't let your words cause you to sin. Don't say to the priest, "I didn't mean what I said." If you do this, God might become angry with your words and destroy everything you have worked for. You should not let your useless dreams and bragging bring you trouble. You should respect God. In some country, you will see poor people who are forced to work very hard. You will see that it is not fair to them. It is against their rights. But don't be surprised. The ruler who forces them to work has another ruler who forces him. And there is still another ruler who forces both of these rulers. Even the king is a slave. His country owns him. Those who love money will never be satisfied with the money they have. Those who love wealth will not be satisfied when they get more and more. This also is senseless. The more wealth people have, the more friends they have to help spend it. So the rich really gain nothing. They can only look at their wealth. Those who work hard all day come home and sleep in peace. It is not important if they have little or much to eat. But the rich worry about their wealth and are not able to sleep. There is a very sad thing that I have seen happen in this life. People save their money for the future. Then something bad happens and they lose everything. So they have nothing to give their children. People come into the world with nothing, and when they die, they leave with nothing. They might work hard to get things, but they cannot take anything with them when they die. It is very sad that people leave the world just as they came. So what does a person gain from trying to catch the wind? They only get days that are filled with sadness and sorrow. In the end, they are troubled, sick, and angry. I have seen what is best for people to do on earth. They should eat, drink, and enjoy the work they have during their short time here. God has given them these few days, and that is all they have. If God gives some people wealth, property, and the power to enjoy those things, they should enjoy them. They should accept the things they have and enjoy their work. That is a gift from God. People don't have many years to live, so they must remember these things all their life. God will keep them busy with the work they love to do. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Well, these chapters, while not entirely inspiring, seem to be a little less hopeless sounding than the first two, don't you think? There's a lot here to think about, but in our limited time, I'd like to focus for just a moment on chapter 4. Halfway through the chapter, Solomon talked about the man who works so hard that he has no family, no son, not even a brother. And he said that this is a bad and senseless thing. No disagreement there, right? But then he talks about a better alternative. The next 4 verses explain that 2 are better than 1, and 3 are even better. Like Solomon, in my older years, I've learned that this is true. My dad was very much a loner, a self-made man. He worked literally 7 days a week until he got too old to work. In all my childhood years, until I moved out of the house at the age of 21, he probably took no more than a total of a month off work for a very few short vacations. He did pretty well for himself financially, though he was never rich. But for a guy who barely finished the 8th grade, he did pretty well. When I was a boy, he taught me that friends would always let you down, and that it's better to keep people at arm's length. Don't let anyone in. Do things on your own. Don't ask for help. Figure things out yourself. Be your own man. Well, it wasn't until many, many years later that I found out just how poor that makes you, even if you have a lot of money. When my dad died, he had no friends at his funeral. No one but my mom, my sister and her kids, my wife, my kids, and me to mourn him. Now, my father-in-law was the exact opposite of my dad. He was a giving, warm, caring, loving man. He worked almost until the day he died, but not because he was trying to accumulate money. He had to because he barely made enough to pay the bills. But he was an integral part of our church and was there whenever the doors were open. I can't tell you all the jobs he had at our church over the years. Suffice it to say that if he saw something that needed to be done, he did it. Everyone loved and respected Rip Collins. And when he died, there was not an empty seat in the church nor a dry eye in the house. Rip Collins died a very rich man. And I have no doubt that when he met Jesus, he heard a hearty, "Well done, good and faithful servant." My father-in-law knew that it is better to be with people than to go it alone. There is no virtue in being a self-made man if you close out the world in the process. Comments? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 275. And of course, you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_, that's 2 B's in web, and be sure that you put #LifespringMedia in your comment on Twitter. Tomorrow, we're back in the book of 1 Samuel. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.